One of the key challenges facing health bosses and ministers is how best to support an ageing population. And today, a new programme is being rolled out nationally which aims to prevent thousands of older people entering long-term residential care. The Age Friendly Ireland scheme follows a pilot programme launched in 2021 involving more than 2,000 people. 75-year-old Nola Watt from Dublin is one of those who have availed of the pilot. 2 years ago, she found herself struggling to find accommodation as her landlord was selling up. She's been speaking to our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally.
Dublin's very difficult at the moment to actually find accommodation, as you all know. And then I thought, well, let me give Fingal Council a ring and see if they can put me on the right tracks. And the next thing, Age Friendly were on the phone and said, look, really don't worry about this. We can do this and we can sort it and we'll find a place. And within a month, she'd come back to me and said, there's a place being built. It's over here in Mulhuddit. And that's how I come, and this came about. We moved in July 2022. I'm just so grateful for the apartment.
Why would you recommend others to do this scheme?
I think the older you get, a lot of people feel they can never change or move, or they have the fear of moving and the fear of change, and there really is no need to fear anything.
Well, so that was Nola Watt speaking to our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally. And we're joined here in the studio by Mark Harrington. He is the national manager of the Healthy Age Friendly Homes programme. Mark, we've heard there about the benefits to Nola, but explain to us how this programme works. How does it support people to continue to live independently?
Good morning, Kate. Yeah, our programme, the Healthy Age Friendly Home programme, it's a collaboration between health and housing. So the Department of Health fully funds the programme itself, and the programme is run through Age Friendly Ireland within the local government structures. So our local coordinators are based in the housing department of the 31 local authorities. So what we do is we receive referrals in for people over the age of 65, and we're a support coordination programme for people, older people. And when we receive them referrals, our local coordinators will call out to the homes of the older person, and they'll carry out a needs assessment, kind of focusing on a couple of key areas. Housing, as you'll hear there from Nola, is one of them, and that could cover the right sizing that Nola went through, but it also covers your housing adaptations, general maintenance. So there's a large portion of the work would be supporting people through that process and doing a little bit of hand-holding there. The other kind of key domains that we focus on are health, and that could be kind of linking people in with their public health nurse or an occupational therapist, their GPs, or getting them transport to hospital appointments, which we're seeing is an issue within the community. We also look at the domain of community and supporting people re-engaging with the community through active retirement groups, maybe our men's sheds or their library services. And also we look at technology assistive devices that we can assist people with, and advice maybe on finance and also on energy. Energy, as we know, energy is becoming an issue, so we help people make applications maybe for the warmer homes. So it really is about supporting and joining all them dots for the older person. But it's all about enabling the older person to remain in the home for as long as possible, getting them to feel and be part of their community and live with a sense of independence. And as you said, it's about the avoidance of early or premature entry into long-term care.
Mark, all those elements you've mentioned there, the adaptations, health, technology, they come with a price tag. How is this being funded?
So the roles themselves and the programme itself has been funded through the Department of Health and rolled out through local government. But the housing element, we signpost and direct people and help people avail of the services that are there. So we know that there is already maybe a public health nurse going in and dealing with the health piece. Okay, that's their focus is the health. How can we go in and look at holistically person-centred approach where the older person tells us what they need to remain in the home, and then what we do is go out and identify them supports that are existing there, and we navigate and help the person navigate to them. But we also track the progress of them reports support, so we're not about just directing somebody to support, we're making sure that the supports are being provided. And what our evaluation report has shown is the key element to that is your local coordinator and the local coordinator joining up all them dots and assisting the older person. It's about enabling the older person to make the decision that best suits their needs and wants to help them remain in their home.
And of course, this is particularly important and prevalent at the moment as Ireland. We all discuss and debate how to best support people with this ageing population into the future. But a lot more investment will be needed to provide those services to people, won't it?
Yes, but we see the increase in the Housing Adaptation Grant Scheme. We see the increase in services. I think the beauty of the programme is we are based in the 31 local authorities, and that's proven really successful for us. But we're able to identify where there's best practices. So if there's best practices happening in Donegal, we're able to identify them. And through our structures within Age Friendly Ireland, we're able to identify, can we replicate them services and supports in other areas? So we are identifying best practices and looking for the structure we have in Age Friendly helps us through cross-departmental streams of funding to identify and support and add best practices around the country.
And until now, there was a pilot scheme in place. If people are listening in this morning and they're wondering how they themselves might be able to avail of this scheme as it's rolled out nationally, what should they do?
Yeah, so we are rolling the scheme. We're delighted that Minister Dillon and Minister Butler are launching the programme for us this morning, national rollout. We're scaling up. We're going to have 44 local coordinators in the 31 local authorities. We're going to have at least one in each local authority and two in some of the larger urban areas, but also the larger rural areas. So we'll have two in Donegal, two in Mayo, two in Kerry. What people can do is they can contact us directly through our national office, 046-924-8899, or they can look us up on the website www.agefriendlyireland.ie, or also, because we're based in the local authorities, they can go down to their local council and they can look for information or look to contact us through their local council.
Thanks, Mark. That's Mark Harrington, the National Manager of Healthy Age Friendly Homes Programme.